folks, it's Pilgrim Chris on Sunday the 15th of April 2012. And this boo is in response to an audio boo by Daylight Gambler, Phil Sorrell, who raises the topic, the Twitter name dilemma. And I shall put a link to Phil's original boo underneath my own boo here on Audio Boo FM. If we have a Twitter name, should we change it at some point if we're unhappy perhaps with it, or if it's been pointed out to us that our Twitter name doesn't seem to reflect who we are, perhaps? And this is an interesting point. I've noticed a few people over the few months that I've been on Twitter, well, a year I've been on Twitter now, who have changed their name. And this is great. It's once you know the name change, it sinks in. And I suppose it's like any name change, really. We get to identify the person through their name, but not necessarily identify who they are through their name. We identify who they are by our interaction with them, and the name is merely a label to find them in the stream, as it were, to find them in life. And unlike the visual world, where we see our friends and strangers every day, where we visualise them by their appearance, by their face, on Twitter we do it, and on all networks online, we do it by the name. I chose Pilgrim Chris for many reasons. The word pilgrim, particularly, Chris is self-explanatory, that's my name. But the word pilgrim for me means many things. But ultimately it means my journey through life. And so it incorporates everything that I do. It also incorporates the pilgrimages I undertake, so it has a direct meaning. But it also means that and shares and hopefully expresses my love of outdoors and walking, socialising and interacting with people, and my faith too. Of course, there's many more facets to a name. And with Pilgrim Chris, I decided to use the same name across all my networks because I wanted an identity. I wanted not a brand as such, but it can become a brand if necessary. And that was important too, from the outset. I have thought about setting up another Twitter account to deal with certain things that I want to talk about, but I decided against it. I quite like the idea of expressing who I am in a more complete and rounded way through all my networks, and not really segregate myself too much. I started to segregate my religious side of who I am on Chirbit as an audio means, and I haven't really stuck with it, because I think that that's one facet, and the reason I was going to do that was because I understand that religion and faith separates many people. But then I thought, I am who I am, and people, I am more rounded than one item. I'm not just a pilgrimage taker, I'm not just a lover of outdoors, I'm not just a religious person, I'm not just someone who enjoys mobile apps and things like that, things that I now do that I didn't think of when I chose the name Pilgrim Chris. And this creates an interesting thing. It becomes who you are by what you tweet, what you talk about. And then your Twitter name, or indeed any ID name, is just a coverall, a reference point, so that people can say, oh, that's so-and-so, and I can listen in. There are many ways and reasons to have a Twitter name that's specific. For example, if you are in a business, you need a business name that reflects your business. But when it comes to personal use, I think as long as it's not offensive, any Twitter name will do, really. And we can explain them. Sometimes we need to explain our names. Phil was talking about explaining Daylight Gambler. Indeed, it's nothing to do with gambling, and if you listen to his boo, you'll find out more about it there. So the Twitter name dilemma is one I've gone through myself, but decided, to, like Phil, to settle on my original name. I'm settling on Pilgrim Chris, and Phil is settling on Daylight Gambler. And I possibly think that's a good way, because it's who we are, who we associate the person with. I now see Phil behind Daylight Gambler. So Daylight Gambler is Phil. And I'm sure he does the same with me. And I'm sure that's how we interact with most people once we get to know them. So there were some of my thoughts on the Twitter name dilemma. I wonder if anybody else has any comments on this. Look forward to hearing them if you do. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a great rest of Sunday, and as always, God bless you all.